This is VOA News via remote. I'm Marissa Melton. German Chancellor Angela Merkel said Sunday the recent flooding in Europe is terrifying. She promised swift financial assistance for one of the hardest hit regions in her country. As the death toll reached 184 across Europe, including 157 in Germany, Merkel said the German language could barely describe the devastation that had taken place. As rescue workers continue their search for missing people, a district in Bavaria in southern Germany was hit by flash flooding that killed at least one person. In the worst-hit Ahrweiler district south of Cologne, about 110 people have been killed, with more bodies expected to be found there as floodwaters recede. The floods began Wednesday and have mainly hit the states of Rhineland-Palatinate, North Rhine-Westphalia, and parts of Belgium, where the death toll stands at 27. Entire communities have been left without power or communications. Protesters against coronavirus measures and vaccines attacked a Cypriot television station and torched cars outside the building in Nicosia on Sunday evening. Police confirmed the incident at Sigma TV and said about 2,500 protesters went to the network after a larger protest outside the presidential palace against what they called forced vaccinations. An AFP reporter saw thousands of people in the area near Sigma TV in Nicosia carrying posters protesting the Safe Pass. It's a certificate showing proof of coronavirus vaccination, which became effective earlier this week in the Republic of Cyprus. Sigma is seen as having a hardline stance against anti-vaccination activists. It has been targeted in previous protests against anti-COVID measures. You can follow that story and all the stories we're covering at our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News.